Hey, John, you too. Thank you. Stay safe.
Right. This song goes out to aspiring gospel artists everywhere. But because the Williams Singers is a quartet group, we want to send out a special dedication to our fellow quartet laborers. And in doing so, we pay tribute to those who paved the way for us. Listen.
There's a few things that I won't try to explain. Maybe it'll help you along while you're doing this singing thing. Listen, there's a whole lot of singers trying to be like Tommy Ellison saying,
I've got that Holy Ghost.
But when the promoter ain't got all your money, your Holy Ghost start looking funny. Oh,
he always heard the bad side of quartet singing,
but that was the thing to you. But it took some bad times for Willie Banks and the Messenger to let us all know that
God is still in charge.
Can I tell you how I know? Because I've been in the storm, but it was a long way for me to go through some of the things I've been through. I had to be broke, I had to be molded, but I finally found out that it wasn't about me. So just think, honey, I'm gonna
give it all to you.
But there's another thing you gotta look out for. Just as you decided you were gonna do it the right way. Hey,
don't you get judgmental
when you see another singer
sang it right and do it wrong.
You've got to remember where you came from. And if you don't believe me, then I tell you just like the southern ass said,
that the only time that you should look down on a man is when you're picking him up.
Oh,
to sweep around your own front door.
Oh, yeah. So now you know the deal. Lord is looking for singers who are gonna be real. It seemed to me that you got a choice to make. So I wanna ask y'all,
tell me what role would you take?
Catching the Wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Oh, no. You know, I like the new songs and the way they sing them. There's something about those old songs that kind of put chill bumps on your arms. You know what I'm talking about. I remember my auntie a long time ago. She loved those old songs. And she would get up, but her name was Elvira Smith. But in church they called her Fireball. Fireball got up and she walked towards the pulpit, and everybody would stand up and they begin to gather around Fireball because they know they had a treat coming. You see, Fireball had a special song she was singing. And she would say words like this. You know what she said? Give me that old time religion. That's what Bob always said. Give me that old time religion. She said, please, please, give me that old-time religion. She said, you know what, children? It's good enough. It's good enough. It's good enough for me. And she stood there and she wrung her hands. She said, it was good for my mother. She said, Lord, it was good. It was good, it was good for my father. I know it was good for my mother and my father. And y'all know what? It's good enough, it's good enough, it was good enough, it's good enough for me. She said, wait a minute. It will save you when this world is on fire. She said, it will save you when this world is on fire. Oh, it will save you when this world is on fire. And I know it's good enough for me. Please, give me that old time religion. She said, I can't do without it, she said. Give me that old time religion. I don't need nothing else but that. I know it's good. It's good enough. One thing you do for me, it makes me clap my hand. It makes me cry sometimes. It makes me shout. It makes me run. It's good enough. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for me. It makes me treat my friends right. It makes me love everybody. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Ain't God good? It's good enough. I know it's good enough. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he did. He did it for me. We'll be right back with more great gospel music right after the station ID.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
talking about.
Joyce Guthrie, you are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI. The wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
this life you gave is not my own. I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Coming Out of the Closet in HD2 Sound with Tight Acoustic Bass.
Oh, Praise God, for He is truly worthy to be praised.
and he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply
Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. In DeKalb, Georgia, I'm radio host Freddie.
Drop the ball, dummy.
That's one, that's one.
Yep. Soul. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blessed each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon and greetings to each and every one on the prayer line today. I bring you greetings, oh God. Thank you, Lord. I am Apostle and Overseer Phyllis Leslie, and I'm excited to be a part of this wonderful prayer line with Overseer Thurlin Kearney. I thank God for this opportunity today to come before you as we about to embark on spring. And I just want to take a quick minute to say thank you, each and every one who join this network each and every day, each and every week. And we're just thankful for that as we're preparing our hearts and our minds to enter into prayer now. And I thank the sponsors who are coming in and saying thank you. Thank you, thank you. And you are the sponsors. Amen. We just thank God as we get ready to go into prayer. I just thank you for it. Amen. And I want you to put your hearts and minds on your prayer request, because I'm about to start into that. So I want you to put your minds on your petitions that you have before the Lord today as we begin to pray the King of Praise. Amen. Father, hear me, Jesus. We thank you today. And you are the And because of that, God, we are just grateful today to be able to tell the world how the world that we still live. We are the King. We just thank you and we praise you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for allowing us to start another week, oh God. Hallelujah, God. And I start off this week by just saying, Lord, bless those who have lost loved ones. Amen. And we ask you to give them the courage and the strength, oh God, to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Our hearts may be heavy, but we know, God, that you're going to continue to bless us and to keep us close to your heart, oh God. Because in your words you said that for the heart man believeth unto righteousness in Romans 10:10. So God, we thank you for it this afternoon. Oh, and Lord, we thank you, oh God, for peace. We thank you for restoration, oh God. We thank you as we're in this resurrection season, oh God, for this the opportunity to be able to go back and to refresh ourselves, to renew ourselves as we come closer and closer to the day of remembering of the victory of how you died and first of all how you were beaten and mistreated, and yet and still you paid the ultimate price for us, oh God. And for that we're saying thank you, oh God, that you paid all of the sin debts, oh God. You paid all of the prayer requests that we have. You paid all of the dues that may come with those prayer requests. Glory to God. You've paid all of the fees and dues and things that make the impatientness that we have sometimes, the disobedience that we may have, oh God, sometimes, and not wanting to wait, not being willing to wait, not having the energy to wait. But God, we say thank you that the song says you got up, and because of that, God, we're grateful this afternoon to say thank you, oh Lord, for that. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for those that are calling upon you that may be in hospitals, oh God, that are saying, I'm here, Lord. I don't know what all may happen, oh God, but we're going to believe you in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're going to believe your word, God. We're going to believe your word that you will, oh God, see us through, oh God. The report may say that it's not going to be good, but we know, God, that everything that was made by you was good. We know, God, that your word tells us that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And because of that, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, we know we have the victory. God, we're praying for those that are in other countries, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We're praying for those that are in the north, the south, the east and the west, oh God, reminding them that you still live, oh God, and that you live deep down inside of us. And for that, we say thank you. Oh God, I'm just believing you right now. Oh, hallelujah, God. I thank you, oh God, because I'm believing for that soldier, oh God, that's out there that's feeling afraid, oh God, that's saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to turn, that may be hiding down in a foxhole, fearing for their own lives, wanting to do their job, but still in fear, oh God. We're thanking for those that are all over the nation, oh God, all over the world, oh God, that peace will come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And for that, I say thank you, oh God. For that, I give you the praise. Hallelujah, God. Father, I'm also praying right now in the name of Jesus for God, for those that are homeless. And I pray this week after week because we're still dealing with homelessness, oh God. We're praying for those that are in the tent cities, oh God, the street tent cities, oh God, that you will keep them safe, oh God, until other arrangements are made, oh God, until they find a permanent home, oh God. Hallelujah. And they find more shelter, oh God. Hallelujah. Because we want you to touch the leaders, oh God, who are changing the rules, oh God, and are saying, oh God, that these people have to go, that they have to make their eyesores to the streets, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We're asking you to touch their hearts, oh God, and find a lane of compassion, oh God, realizing that these people are trying to make it the best that they can at this stage, in this phase of where they are in their journey, in their walk, oh God. And we thank you for that one that came to my mind, oh God, that says, I have nowhere to go. Glory to God. I don't have any other means, oh God, to make it. And that she's living in a tent, oh God, in this cold weather, oh God, in this freezing weather, oh God. But she's living in a tent. For another lady that asked a prayer request of me, hallelujah, that says, I'm in the woods, oh God. I'm trying to make it out here in the woods, in the elements, oh God. And Father, I ask you to touch her wherever she may be on this day, oh God, that you're keeping her safe from all alarm, oh God, as the song says, hallelujah. I thank God, this says in the song, 'tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. It's only that we look and live. And Father, I just thank you right now that you're going to do all of these things for the people that are reaching out and reaching up to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That person has just got a report, oh God, for the tumor. God, we're believing, God, that just like they say, tumor, you came out of the tomb, oh God. And for that, oh God, we're believing a complete healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I just thank you for it. Oh God, I thank you for a good report, God. I thank you for drying up that tumor, oh God, for that one with the breast cancer, oh God. We're believing that you're going to bring a healing, oh God. I believe you, oh God, that you're going to do what's necessary to make everything all right, oh God. That one that just got that report, oh God, for prostate cancer, for colon cancer, oh God. I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, that you will give them the assurance plan, oh God, that you are still in charge, oh God, that you still have the final say, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just praise you right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you're going to make a move right now, God, that you already, I see you already dispatching the good angels, oh God, hallelujah, God, making haste, oh God, to that one that's, that body is racked with pain right now, back pain, contemplating back surgery, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, we know you as a healer, oh God. You said, by my stripes, you are healed. And God, we believe it right now in the mighty name of Jesus that, that healing is coming. Hallelujah, God. We're believing that you're fusing back those vertebrae, oh God. Hallelujah. From the neck all the way down to the back, oh God. We're believing you right now, oh God, that you're bringing that healing virtue right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I'm believing you right now, God, that you're going to put muscles and tendons in legs, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that meniscus tear, oh God. We know, God, that you can do the impossible, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for it right now, God, as I'm looking at these requests that are have come to me, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, touch those knees, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Have your way, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God, for that one that has a heart murmur, oh God. God, we believe you, oh God, by your word, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you're having your way in that situation right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, for that one that's praying for the loved one, that's got the petition for the loved one with Alzheimer's and dementia, oh God. I'm asking that you come in, oh God. Come in right now, oh God. Have your way, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord God. I'm thanking you for it right now, oh God. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to give strength, oh God, to the family, oh God, giving them the knowledge and the information that they need, oh God, to understand this disease of Alzheimer's and this disease of dementia, oh God, that it's a tough situation, oh God. But God, we know, God, that you're going to give them what they need, the compassion and love around the patient and the family, oh God. The person that's involved, that's somebody's father. That's somebody's mother. Glory to God. That's somebody's aunt, oh God. And for that, I say thank you, oh God. God, I'm thanking you right now, oh God, for the one that asked me to pray for them who has the early stages of dementia, oh God, that said, please pray for my mind. And for that, I say thank you, oh God. God, I know that you're a restorer, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I'm believing that you are restoring that memory, oh God. I see it already, and I believe it to be so, oh God. Father God, I thank you for that family that's praying for their children right now, oh God, for obedience, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, touching, oh God, right now, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I believe you right now, God, that your anointing will saturate these families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, we thank you right now. God, I thank you right now for letting your anointing saturate through, oh God. Hallelujah, God, bringing restoration back to these families, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now because I know, God, that you can. Even though they said in the Bible with the Hebrew boys, even if you don't, I know you can. I believe that you will, oh God. I'm paraphrasing with you. But thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I'm thanking you right now, oh God, for that one that's waiting for housing, oh God. I thank you for the housing prayer request, oh God. I'm believing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will get that. Hallelujah, God. I'm believing that every man, every woman of God that can stand in the gap, oh God, that you will touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will touch and agree with me right now, that these petitions that are coming before us here on this power of prayer touch every preacher, every man, every woman of God that's going before you, Lord God, throughout this week, oh God, that the people will get the answers that they need, oh God, as we're leading up, oh God, to the day when you rose from the dead, oh God. They said that in the word that you went down and you got the keys, oh God. So I'm praying right now, God, for that one that needs the deed with the keys, oh God. I'm believing it for him right now, Jesus. That one that needs that job, oh God. I'm believing you that you're making a way out of no way, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm believing you right now, Lord God, for that one, oh God. Hallelujah. That says, I don't know where food is going to come from, but I believe you when you said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. I'm believing you right now, God, that you're making a way. You're making a way, Lord God. You're doing it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're filling those cabinets back up, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank you for it right now, God. I'm thanking you for the other young man, oh God, who's needing prayer, who's homeless, oh God. But he believes, hallelujah, God, that he will get a place, oh God, of his own, oh God, that he doesn't have to feel like he's an outcast, oh God. He doesn't have to feel like because he lost his job, oh God, that he's a nobody, because we know, God, that he is not a nobody. He believes in you, Jesus, and we know, God, that he's a servant of yours, oh God. And for that, we say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I'm thanking you for all the missionaries, God, for all the ministers, oh God, all the elders, the bishops, the apostles, every title that's out there, oh God. I want people to understand as we're praying today, oh God, that they're not just a title, but they're in office, oh God. And I want to pray for everyone in their respective office, oh God, that they'll be able to do the work, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. I'm praying for all the bishops today, Lord God. Hallelujah, that they continue to be able to do the work for you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I'm praying for all the churches that are out here, oh God, that are trying to do your will. Hallelujah, because we know, God, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, oh God. And because of that, oh God, we are standing firm, oh God, on the promises that you've made, oh God. And we are standing firm, oh God, and doing your will and doing your work, oh God. And for that, I say thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm praying for that one that has lupus, oh God. Hallelujah, God, that one that has leukemia. Hallelujah, God, we're believing for a good report right now in the name of Jesus, God. The one calling, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, from the West Coast, God. We pray and we believe, God, for you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. The one over in the Far East, God, the Far West, Paris, oh, God. The one that are calling from all of these other countries, Canada, wherever you're calling from this afternoon, God, we're believing you, believing for you in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for overseer attorney, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you'll continue, oh God, to bless him and keep him, God, from the crown of his head to the very sole of his feet, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give honor to whom honor is due, God, according to your word, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all, each and every family, oh God. Hallelujah, that's standing in the need of prayer, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this, because we know that you're the author and finisher of our faith. I know sometimes I say it more than one time because I believe it. Hallelujah, God. And I thank you, oh God, for those, God, who are texting and saying, thank you. I need prayer. I need prayer this hour. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. I thank you for that one, oh, God, that got laid off, oh, God, that you're going to make a way for a new job, okay? Okay, I thank you for it, Lord God. I thank you, oh God, for that company, oh God, that plan to lay off thousands, that you'll make a way that they'll be able to come back and say, we're not going to have to do it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, I say thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. I thank you for your anointing, God. I thank you for your appointing, God. I thank you, oh God, for each and everything that you do, God. I thank you for the little things, God. I thank you for being faithful over a few things, God. And you said you'd make me rule over many, but I just thank you for the few things, God. I thank you for each and every day, oh God. I thank you right now, oh God, for the airlines, oh God. God, bring a healing, oh God, to the airlines and transportation systems, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Keep the people safe, oh God. Traveling, mercy, I pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, and I praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel it right now in my spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the rail system, oh God. God, continue to keep them safe, oh God. Reduce this situation that's going on from day to day, oh God. God, I'm praying, oh God, for the minds of our young people, oh God, that they will turn around from their evil ways, oh God. For the older ones too, oh God. Hallelujah. That you'll be able to make the change, oh God. That you'll be able to do what you say in your word, oh God. Because we know that your word cannot and will not lie, oh God. And for that I say thank you. For that I say hallelujah, Lord God. For that I give your name to praise, oh God. Hallelujah, God. For that one who's contemplating suicide, oh God. Hallelujah. I say stop in the name of Jesus, oh God. You live, you live, you live and not die in the name of Jesus. The song I used to know when I was a child said, 'tis recorded in his word that you look and live. Hallelujah, Lord God. I believe you, God, that one that's sitting down in the middle of the night, oh God, that's awake or sitting down, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, that's crying out to you, God, night after night, God, that you'll make haste to them, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for those across the waters, oh God, to where it may be 12 o'clock in the day. For us, it's 12 midnight for them, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, God. According to your word, God, hallelujah, in Proverbs, when you said, may their rest be sweet, in Proverbs 3:24, oh God, I thank you for it right now, Jesus, that person will get some rest tonight, oh God. That person will be able to sleep, oh God, without distraction, oh God. Take away those bad thoughts, oh God. Hallelujah, God. And I thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm just so excited about Jesus right now. Hallelujah, God, because I believe him at his word, oh God. I believe you, Lord God, at your word. I believe you even right now. Hallelujah, God. I see someone that couldn't see that's going to be able to see. Hallelujah, Jesus. I see someone that's having a hearing issue, but God is unstopping because he's unstoppable. Hallelujah, Jesus. And for that, I say thank you, God. I give you the praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. We're praying for the surgeons, oh God. We're praying for the nurses, oh God. We thank you for those in those nursing homes, oh God. Give them what they need, God. We thank you for these parents, oh God. Continue to give them patience, oh God. Hallelujah, that when the system doesn't do what you need, that you'll still stay firm. You'll still believe that God is going to make everything all right if you just trust and believe. Whatever you want, the song said, God's got it. And for that, I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. There's never a promise that God, the Lord, will make that he will not keep. And I believe you at it right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, just thank you for it right now. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. I ask you to give strength to that one that may have had an amputation, oh God, that's lost hope, that's lost courage, God. Let them know that everything is going to be all right. It's all right now. It's in the now, God. Hallelujah, God. You're taking me this way, and I'm going with it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we believe here in the power of prayer. Thank you, Jesus, God. I thank you for it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, that one that may be dealing with breast cancer, and we know that breast cancer can be in men as well as women, oh, God. So we thank you now, God, for the healing virtue. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for it right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I see families that are going to be coming back together, oh, God, that have been separated for a long time. Look for the praise report, God. We walk in expectancy, knowing that it is so. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. And even after the resurrection weekend, God, we're going to believe that folks are going to stay awake. They're going to stay resurrected, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just take time wherever you are. If you're listening right now, live, or for those that may come back and do a remix, they may come back after the fact, oh, God, and listen to it at a later time, oh, God. We want you to lift your hands wherever you are and just begin to praise God, because the word says it's a good thing to give praise unto the Lord, amen. And for that, we say thank you. I'm about to close, but I just want you to know, hallelujah, that the Lord loves you. I want you to know that we love you. Hallelujah, that I'm praying with you, not just for you, but with you in the precious name of Jesus. Whatever you want, he said, you have only to ask. Hallelujah. If you ask the Lord and you believe it, hallelujah. I always start mine by saying, Lord, forgive me for all of my sins, word, thought, and deed. So I don't miss anything. I know he paid the price, but I always ask, because he said repent daily. And I believe with you this afternoon that God is going to do all of those things for you. And I thank God for this power of prayer and the power to pray and the opportunity to pray here on this line. Give God the praise. Just wherever you are, give him some praise, knowing that he's doing it for you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And I love you. Amen.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave.
Lord, if you ever need a mighty good friend.
I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me
and more of you.
So I could tell all my friends your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me again. Thank you, Jay.
Come on, family. Give LaCardi Cortez a hand.
You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with Pike Acoustic Bass.
on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD2. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Here's the legendary Robert Blair and the fantastic Violinaires.
That I would like to sing with the violin. And Blair was talking to me and he said, young man, he said, you get hard out here. He said, you won't be mistreated and folks won't talk about you. But he also told me to keep my hand in God's hand. He said, if you do that, the devil in hell can't harm you. Y'all want us to cut it off? I can't hear nobody. Y'all want us to cut that off? He was looking at me. He said, say, Jesus, if you want me to. Lord, I can't. Told me not to come down there, so Danny, take your time.
He woke me up this morning.
What?
Started me on my way.
Huh?
Can't you see he made it possible? Show me.
Look out there and tell him for what?
For us to see another day.
What? I like to witness. Yeah. Would
you like to witness, Thomas? Just one more time.
Tell him to give thanks.
Give thanks to the messenger of
God Almighty.
For sparing my life. Ah!
Of my
for that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're coming out of the closet in HD2 sound with Type of UK.
One minute, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Whoa, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Work it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, keeper. If you don't ever do it again, you already made a way for me. A light to my pathway. A friend when all my friends have left me. I'm glad.
Mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI. NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.